Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, Thursday edition of the show continues. Talking a lot of hoops today. Hudson High School boys basketball coach Sean Leonard is joining us now. The Pirates ranked 4th in Class 2A, 10-1 overall so far this season. We're going to start talking about a lot of our metro and area teams here as the road to Wells Fargo Arena draws near. And I'm not trying to jinx anything, Coach Leonard, as we welcome him now on the show. Just strictly making a point about where we sit in the calendar right now. First things first, we got snow falling in the area. You guys, if I'm not mistaken, playing host to Denver tonight. That game still on?
Yeah, hey, Cole, thanks for having me. It is. Yep, we're going to play tonight, and we need to play. Two games in 2 weeks, it's not good for anybody. So hopefully we get this one in and tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, I would imagine your players are raring to go tonight. So best of luck with that. We'll talk about that matchup here in just a little bit, Coach Leonard. But first things first, okay? You've played 11 games. You've won 10 of them. Your peers have you ranked 4th in Class 2A. So you got to tell us, what have you liked most about this team? Not everything's perfect, of course, but what have you liked most through 11 games?
Well, it's rare for, in high school, it's kind of like the old college days where you get the same team for 3 or 4 years. And, we've got 10 seniors on our team, and a lot of those guys have been playing for 3 years now. And so a lot of experience, a lot of depth. If it's not somebody's night, it's somebody else's night. And so our ability to kind of share some responsibility throughout, the season, each game, each quarter, each possession, has been nice. We've done a nice job. They spent a ton of time in the off season, and it's just kind of carried over. So, again, it's nice to have the experience that we have. The guys can kind of coach themselves up to a certain degree, and they know what's expected. And this year, we're playing defense now. Last year, it was kind of come and go, hit and miss. But this year, our defense has really sparked our offense, and so we're doing a nice job.
I would imagine that perhaps maybe that's the maturity showing through with that defense taking a step forward. And can you take us inside that defense improvement or defensive improvement, Coach Leonard? Because I have to imagine that having 10 seniors on the team, that some of those guys kind of got to be an extension of you out there.
Yeah, the weight room's been our best friend, the last really 2 years. That's had a lot to do with our ability to guard a little bit better. But just scheming and how we do things, the guys have really bought in. They've taken a liking to it. Defense isn't fun for most people, and it's hard to do, and it doesn't get, it's not super sexy like making threes and scoring 100 points. But our guys have really bought into it, and we do a good job of team defense. We've got a couple guys who are really good on ball. We've got some guys that are really good off the ball. And it's just kind of meshed into something that we feel is pretty good at this point.
Hudson High School boys basketball coach Sean Leonard, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, your guys' only loss, your only blemish on your record, 67-59 loss to Decorah back on December 21st. Was there a dominant takeaway from that game that you were able to move forward with in what you hope to be a productive manner?
That was the number one ranked team at the time in 3A and one game that we had circled, even in back in August when we kind of got it scheduled. So we knew it was going to be a good test for us. We got off to a hot start. It was really, we played pretty dang well for 27 of the 32 minutes, 28 even. Just a tough stretch in the third cost us. And, I think we learned a heck of a lot more about us from that game rather than playing somebody else and, getting a 15, 20, 25 point win. So glad that we did it. Glad we can make it work. We now know that, come postseason time, it's 27 minutes might not be good enough. You got to play the full 32, and just handling some pressure in a big game like that, and is a large crowd, is loud. So the more times we can put ourselves in situations like that, the better for us.
Perhaps beyond that ever elusive quest for a full 32-minute performance, Coach Leonard, anything that's been a particular focus in practice lately, where when you take stock of this team of yours that's 10-1, you get in front of them and go, guys, we all know that we've played really well to this point. If we start doing this, we're going to be that much better and that much tougher to play against.
You know, we've spent so much more time defensively in practices this year than any other year that I can ever remember. And again, it's the more we do it, the better we get at it, and the guys, again, continue to buy in. We can still improve. We're really good, but like you said earlier, we're not perfect, and we make mistakes, and there's things that, you know, we have plenty of reasons to continue coming to practice and getting better, so which is good. We don't want to peak too early either. So, but they show up every day. They work hard. But to answer your question, I think just defensively, we're you know, every game's a little bit different, and we try to scheme up, you know, different ways to stop the other team's best player and what they like to do the most. And, you know, each team's a little bit different. So we have fun doing that. You know, there's kind of a chess match there. So, and our guys enjoy that part too.
Your senior class of 10 is led in productivity by Camden Davis, 21 points, 11.5 rebounds per game. Tell us a little bit about Camden and what goes into him being able to produce at such a high level, Coach Leonard.
Sure, we could talk about Camden, and there's probably 5-6 others we could talk about too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Cam's put a lot of time in on his own, and he had a really good off season playing some with the Iowa Barnstormers. He's just, you know, freaky athletic at 6'5". He can run and jump. So he's a super versatile, just a very difficult matchup. There's not too many people that can just guard him one-on-one, which leaves things open for, you know, some of his teammates who, again, are really good too. So he's done his part individually, making himself the best he can be. And on top of that, he gets to play with some really good players too.
Let's talk about tonight's matchup. As we touched on there at the top, the game's still on. You're playing host to the Denver Cyclones tonight. What can you tell us, Coach Leonard, that's going to be key to getting a W against the Cyclones?
Well, they just scored 102 two nights ago, and you know, they got four guys who can that are all shooting over 40% from three, and a couple other guys that shoot it pretty well too. So they like to score; that's what they do best, and they're good. I think they're sitting at 10-4. I think the score was a little deceiving last time we played them. We played really well that night and really earned that one, and we'll have to do it again tonight. So I hope this one doesn't get 102-95 like their last game, but. You know, that would be fun to watch anyway.
We'll
have to guard. And that's something that we've been preaching to the guys, so tonight's no different, and even more so tonight than maybe some other nights.
So you didn't tell your guys first one to 85 wins is what you're saying?
No, we don't want to do that. No.
Coach Leonard, thanks so much for your time today on the show, and a real pleasure to learn more about your Hudson Pirates boys basketball team. Best of luck, best of health going forward, and we'll be sure to be following along and get you back on the show, okay?
Hey, really appreciate it. Thank you.